സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരംപരാം.
We are going to enter a new prakarana grantha known as Upadesha Sahasri. This text is written by Adi Shankaracharya. Upadesha means teaching. Sahasri means many teachings, thousands of teachings. Not thousand teachings, but thousands of. Bahvarthe sahasra shabdaha. Many teachings. In the meaning of many, sahasra shabdaha. Thousand means many. Upadesha means teaching. Upadesha sahasri means many teachings of the Vedas. Upadesha Sahasri. Upadesha means generally we consider when a Mahatma or a Guru gives Mantra Upadesha, we consider that is Upadesha, which takes a minute or less than minute. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namo Narayanaya. This is called Mantra Upadesha. Three times Guru repeats, then Shishya repeats. It won't take much time. But the teaching Upadesha here takes lot of time, years, decades. So Mantra Upadesha is different from Upadesha Sahasri. We should not take that Upadesha in the meaning of Mantra Upadesha. So here Upadesha means many teachings which takes lot of time in the form of Mahavakya teaching and with lot of prakriyas, lot of techniques, Panchakosha Viveka Prakriya, Avasthatraya Viveka Prakriya, Bhagatyaga Lakshana, and so on and we have to analyze here. There are lot of analysis involved here, lot of thinking involved. In Mantra Upadesha, all these are not there. Not only Saguna Ishvara Upadesha, some people give Mahavakya Upadesha like Soham, Soham, Soham. That soham is not for Upadesha. Soham is not for Upadesha, Mantra Upadesha. It is not like Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namo Narayanaya. One should not give to anyone to chant that as a mantra. Soham is meant not for chanting but for understanding. Saha Paramatma Ahamasmi. So soham word is meant to understand. It takes decades, years, decades to understand soham. And they include with breathing also. Few students, not students only, students also, some of them come and show me how my guru taught the Mantra Upadesha. Soham. So, like that they show action also. When breathing and breathe out time, how they connect soham and all. One lady showed me also soham and all. Especially in Tamil, hakara, they utter as gakara. Hakara, they Mahesh, Mahesh then they say, for Mahesh, what they say? Magesh. That means hakara has become gakara. then what happens? So gam. Then next what happens? In Tamil, kakha ga gha, only one letter. So gakara becomes kakara. Then what happens? So kam. Not only that, in Tamil, I am not criticizing Tamil language. See the limitation, how misinterpretation, misleading takes place in the way I am explaining. Sakara also, sasha sa, only one letter. Then the sakara becomes shakara, they utter. Once sakara becomes shakara, so kam. Sokam means what? Sorrow. Sokam means sorrow. So soham has become shokam. What you are chanting? I am chanting shokam. Shokam means what? In his standpoint, soham. But while uttering shokam, then other person understand, oh, shokam, already you are in sorrow. You are thinking about your sorrow. So all these are funny. Then in the Swami he says, soham is not a mantra to give for japa. It is a mantra to be taught. One has to study about that soham, that paramatma I am. So this is about sokam. Okay. Soham. So it is not a mantra japa. Here upadesha sahasri, upadesha is not a mantra japa we are giving, but a teaching, elaborate teaching, in-depth teaching, upadesha sahasri. This is title, about title of this book. Then comes the teaching. Upadesha means another bhavana, another understanding is suggestion, advice. உபதேசம் சொல்லுங்க. வாட் இஸ் உபதேச அட்வைஸ்? டோன்ட் கிவ் எனி உபதேச டு மீ. பீப்புள் சே நோ, டோன்ட் கிவ் எனி உபதேச டு மீ. தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? டோன்ட் கிவ் எனி சஜஷன்ஸ் டு மீ, எனி அட்வைஸ் டு மீ. டு யூ மீன் உபதேச மீன்ஸ் எ சஜஷன் ஆர் அட்வைஸ்? நோ, இட் இஸ் நாட் எ சஜஷன், இட் இஸ் நாட் அன் அட்வைஸ் ஆல்சோ. Then what it means? Teaching, that's all. Vedantic teaching, scriptural teaching is called Upadesha. And Shankaracharya brings all the Upanishadic statements, Mahavakyas, from all Upanishads. And he brings the essence of all Upanishads. And as you are reading the sloka, you can understand from which Upanishad he is quoting. Because you are all advanced students, you can recollect from which mantra of which Upanishad he is quoting also. We can understand that we saw in even Aparokshanubhuti, when he was talking about Shruti Pramanam, he brought so many mantras like that. Here also, he brings like that. Now comes about the text. There are two parts in this text. Gadya bhaga, first part, then padya bhaga, second part. Gadya bhaga means prose portion. Gadya means prose. It is like a paragraph. That is the first portion, part of this Upadesha Sahasri. Then the second part is padya bhaga, poetry, verse form. Padya means verse or sloka, form of teaching. There are 19 chapters in Padya Bhaga, in verses form. We are going to study only Padya Bhaga, not Gadya Bhaga. So, in this text we are leaving the Gadya Bhaga of Upadesha Sahasri. We are going to study only Padya Bhaga. 19 chapters are there in Padya Bhaga. The first chapter begins with Upodghata. It is known as Upodghata Prakaranam. உபோத்காத பிரகரணம். பிரகரணம் மீன்ஸ் அ டாபிக். த டாபிக் ஆஃப் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர் இஸ் உபோத்காத. யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் உபோத்காதா மீன்ஸ் இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன். இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன் இஸ் த டாபிக் ஆஃப் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் உபோத்காத. இன்ட்ரோடக்டரி ஆர் இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன் டாபிக் கம்ஸ் இன் திஸ் சாப்டர். ஜஸ்ட் லைக் இன் பகவத் கீதா, யோகா இஸ் த நேம் ஆஃப் த டாபிக். அர்ஜுன விஷாத யோகா, தட் இஸ் த டாபிக் ஆஃப் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர். சாங்கிய யோகா, சாங்கியம் இஸ் த டாபிக் ஆஃப் த செகண்ட் சாப்டர். கர்ம யோகா, கர்மா இஸ் த டாபிக் ஆஃப் த தேர்ட் சாப்டர். லைக் தட். சிமிலர்லி ஹியர் பிரகரணம் மீன்ஸ் டாபிக். ஸோ உபோத்காத பிரகரணம் மீன்ஸ் இன் ஹுச் த டாபிக் இஸ் இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன், கால் உபோத்காத பிரகரணம். வாட் இஸ் தி சிக்னிஃபிகன்ஸ் ஆஃப் உபோத்காதான? உபோத்காதா இஸ் தட் இட் ஹேஸ் காட் எ ரூல். உபோத்காத, எவ்ரி டெக்ஸ்ட் பிகின்ஸ் வித் உபோத்காத, இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன். ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் எனி ஃபங்க்ஷன், எனி ஃபங்க்ஷன் தே ஸ்டார்ட் வித் வாட்? இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் இன்ட்ரோடியூசிங் எவ்ரி ஒன் ஆன் த ஸ்டேஜ், தட் இஸ் கால் இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன். ஆஃப்டர் வேர்ட்ஸ் வந்து ப்ரோக்ராம் ஸ்டார்ட்ஸ், டான்ஸ் ஆர் சங்கீதம் சம்திங். ஸோ இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன் ஸ்டார்டிங். ஸோ இன் திஸ் இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன், வாட் இஸ் த ரூல் ஆஃப் திஸ் இன்ட்ரோடக்ஷன்? What rule should be there in the introduction? The author has to communicate what in this Upodghata. There is a rule. For everything there is a rule. Here also that rule is Chintam Prakrita Siddhyartham Upodghata Prachakshate. Chintam Prakrita Siddhyartham Upodghata Prachakshate. Upodghata is known as this. What is that? Prakritam means the central teaching. Prakritam means not Prakriti. Prakritam means central teaching. Chintam Prakritam means the central teaching the author has to bring out the necessity of the teaching. What is the need of studying Upadesha Sahasrara? It's like publicity. All of you read my book. Why you have to read my book? Because of these reasons. Because of these reasons, please read my book. He has to bring that central teaching of the book. In that content he has to bring. Then only people get interest in studying. That's why many people read the introduction first, whether to read this book or not. Then later they decide. If you read the introduction itself, you can understand whether it is readable or not readable. It is worth to read or not worth to read. You will decide. We always see the introduction. That's why in function also, in the first introduction itself, people get up and go away. Sometimes the introduction is so interesting, people remain and sit back in the whole program they watch. Suppose any, the president or secretary, anyone talk, go on, and some people get up and go away. That is why while introducing or introductory time, you have to be very careful to retain the audience. While introducing or giving introduction, you have to be very careful to retain the audience. Similarly, author, to make the people to read this book, he has to give such a upodghata by reading which people will come continuously until they finish 19th chapter. But many people here also happens, same like that function only, no? That is why introduction is very, very important. Central teaching, central theme, and its necessity, the study of this book, its necessity, its need, it has to bring in this upodghata, an analysis to establish the need for this Vedantic work. An analysis, upodghata means what? An analysis, chintam prakrita. An analysis, chinta means analysis. Analysis of that, analysis to, is establishing the need of this Vedantic work. Why I am writing? Not that I know how to write slokas and slokas, not for that I am writing. I have some purpose. When I am writing a book, I have some purpose. The readers must get full benefit of this. So that is there in author's mind, that he brings in the introductory portion. That is, any shastra for that matter, tarka shastra, vyakarana shastra, even sangeeta shastra, natya shastra, you take any shastra, first introduction, if you study this shastra, how you are going to be benefited, what knowledge you are going to get, the purpose, everything they bring in that introduction. Similarly here also, this is the talent of the author, they should know. Just writing books is not sufficient. The introduction is also must be very, very validated. No? The weight of the book, the weight of the book are not cages. The value of the book depending upon the introduction of the book. By reading the introduction, you can know the mind of the author. The mind of the author, the vision of the author, you can come to know by just reading Upodghata. Therefore, this Upodghata Prakaranam we are going to enter. This first chapter begins with a prayer verse. That is one rule. We have to start with the prayer. Prarthana or Mangala Shloka. Mangala Shloka, why we have to chant that prayer? Why author has to write prayer in the beginning? There is a purpose. You know that purpose. Vigna Nivaranartham. Vigna Nivaranartham. To write this text without any obstacles. Many people start writing but they cannot complete because of so many obstacles. So author is so much interested in writing and completing the text. Otherwise, halfway you stop the text, there is no benefit at all. Therefore, every author wants to complete the text. To complete the text, he needs the grace of the Lord. There are so many factors involved in writing the text. Therefore, author knows that just it is not in my hand, it's God's grace also is there. Daivanugraham is also involved. Therefore, I have to pray to the Lord. My salutations, my namaskaras to the Lord. Every author begins with a Mangala Shloka. Therefore, Shankaracharya also begins with a Mangala Shloka. Another purpose of Mangala Shloka is Vidya Prachayana. Vidya means this knowledge. Vidya should be propagated. It should be spread to many people. Vidya Prachaya Siddhyartham. To propagate this Vidya, Brahma Vidya, to all people, Shankaracharya himself wrote many books. We ourselves have read, and so many books he has written, so many books, so many Prakarana Grandhas. Biggest Prakarana Grandha once we saw Viveka Chudamani, it took 5 years to complete. More than 500 slokas. So, like that, many texts when they are writing, they want to propagate this Vidya. So, Vidya, Prachaya, Prachara, propagation, Siddhartham, to accomplish the purpose, this Vidya should be propagated. If I print this book, when he has written the book, when we are studying now, you see, hundreds and hundreds of years before. Therefore, Vidya Prachaya Siddhyartham, Vigna Nivaranartham, மங்கள ஸ்லோகா. நவ் வி ஸ்டார்ட் மங்கள ஸ்லோகா. வித் திஸ் பேக்ரவுண்ட் வில் என்டர் த டெக்ஸ்ட். நவ் யூ ஹாவ் டு கோ டு பேஜ் நம்பர் 79. இஃப் யூ சி 80, தென் யூ கேன் நோ வேர் இஸ் யூ 79. நேச்சுரலி தே டோன்ட் கிவ் த பேஜ் நம்பர் இன் ஸ்டார்டிங். Go to 80 page number, then before that it starts. 79 page number. Padya bandhaha dvitiyo bhagaha, second part, which is in metrical form. Padya means metrical form, which is in metrical form. Now the title of this text chapter is Upodghata Prakaranam. The name is there. Now I will read. Chaitanyam sarvagam sarvam, sarvabhuta guhashayam, yas sarva vishayatitam, தஸ்மை சர்வவிதே நமஹ. மங்கள ஸ்லோகா, இஃப் யூ ரிமூவ் த லகார இட் பிகம் ஸ்லோகா. ஓகே, மங்கள ஸ்லோகா, ஷகார அண்ட் லகார, யூ ஹாவ் டு ஜாயின் ஸ்லோகா. மங்கள ஸ்லோகா த்ரிவிதம், மங்களம் த்ரிவிதம். Three types. Mangala Shloka is of three types. Previously, before coming to this Shloka, I said Mangala Shloka purpose. Now, Mangala Shloka and the variety, I want to tell you how many types of Mangala Shlokas are possible. That we have to see. Purpose of Mangala Shloka only I mentioned. Now, I want to tell you types of Mangala Shloka. How many types of Mangala Shlokas are possible? Every author choose one type of Mangala Shloka. What way they want to write, they will write. Number one is Ashirvada Rupa Mangala Shloka. Benediction, Ashirvada Rupa. The author writes a shloka, if he is a great Mahatma, they want to bless the readers. So for they give Ashirvadam. Ashirvada Purvaka Mangala Shloka. It is one type of Mangala Shloka. It is the choice of the author. No one can ask him, you have to write this way, the Mangala Shloka. No one can command him. It is his choice. So Ashirvada Rupa Mangala Shloka. Then second one is Vastu Nirdesha Rupa Mangala Shloka. Vastu Nirdesha means the author presents the Vastu means that Brahman. About that Brahman he writes the Mangala Shloka. This is called Vastu Nirdesha. The content of the text is Brahman. So Brahman here itself he brings that, he talks about Vastu Nirdesha. That is Vastu Nirdesha Mangala Shloka. Third type of Mangala Shloka is Namaskara Rupa Mangala Shloka. In the form of salutations, Namaskara. So that is one type of Mangala Shloka. Now Shankaracharya writing Namaskara Purvaka Mangala Shloka. Namaskara Rupa Prarthana. In Gita Bhashyam also we saw Narayanam, that in that shloka it comes Narayana Paro Vyaktat Andama Vyakta Sambhavam Andasyantastime Lokaha Saptadvipacha Medini. When we were doing the introduction to that Gita Bhashyam, we used to chant that. Like that, here also, நமஸ்கார ரூப மங்கள ஸ்லோகா. நவ் லுக்கிங் டு த ஸ்லோகா வேர்ட் பை வேர்ட். சங்கராச்சாரியர் ஆஃபரிங் ஹிஸ் நமஸ்காரஸ் ஆர் ப்ரோஸ்ட்ரேஷன்ஸ் சல்யூட்டேஷன். தஸ்மை சர்வவிதே நமஹ டு தட் த நோவர் ஆஃப் ஆல் சர்வவித் மை நமஸ்கார நமஹ மை சல்யூட்டேஷன்ஸ் டு தட் ஹூ இஸ் த நோவர் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஹூ நோஸ் எவ்ரிதிங் சர்வவித் யத் சைதன்யம். இந்த செகண்ட் லைன் யத் சர்வ விஷயாதீதம் தட் தேர் யத் இஸ் தேர் யத் சைதன்யம். சைதன்யம் இஸ் இன் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன். யத் சைதன்யம் ஹுச் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் சர்வகம் சர்வம். சர்வகம் இஸ் ஷார்ட் ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் சர்வகதம். தட் சைதன்யம் ஹுச் இஸ் ஆல் பர்வேடிங். He is doing namaskara to Nirguna Brahman. He is doing namaskara to Nirguna Brahman. Sarvagam huchi Nirguna Brahman is of the nature of Chaitanyam. Nirguna Brahman he is addressing as Chaitanyam. Chaitanyam means consciousness. So that Chaitanyam, huchi Chaitanyam is all pervading. All these are visheshanams, adjectives. சர்வகம் இஸ் எ விசேஷணம் அட்ஜெக்டிவ் டு சைதன்யம். தட் சைதன்யம் ஹுச் இஸ் ஆல் பர்வேடிங் நம்பர் ஒன். தென் சர்வம் ஹுச் இஸ் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் சைதன்யம் சித்ரூபேண இன் எவ்ரி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் நாம ரூபா இன் எவ்ரி நாம ரூபா. சர்வம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? Without anything, leaving anything, everything. This Chaitanyam Sarvagatam. Sarvagatam means what? All pervading. All pervading what? In all it is pervading. Sarvam Sarvagatam. Sarvam means what? Sarvam. Vishnu Sahasranama also, one Nama, Vishnu Sahasranama, the Lord's Nama, one is what? Sarva. Sarva means you cannot delete anything. Everything encompassed. Sarvam. Sarvam means we think outside only. Like a dancer always shows hand like this, no? We also say, Bhagavan is all pervading. We say always like this, no? All pervading, all pervading. He says, Sarva guhahitam, guhashayam. சர்வபூத குஹாசயம். தேர்ஃபோர் பகவான் இஸ் ஆல் பர்வேடிங். நாட் ஓன்லி ஆல் பர்வேடிங், ஆல் பர்வேடிங் ஆல்சோ. கடந்து உள்ள, கடந்து என்ன வெளியில, உள்ளன்னா உள்ள. அந்தர் பகிஷ்ட யத் சர்வம் வியாப்ய நாராயண ஸ்திதஹான. தேர்ஃபோர் வென் வி சே ஆல் பர்வேடிங் வி ஃபர்கெட் அவர் செல்ஃப் ஹியர். Therefore, Acharya wants to bring that also. Sarva bhuta guhashayam, in all beings. Here, sarva bhuta means not pancha bhutas. Bhuta means living beings. All living beings, sarva bhuta. Guhashayam, guha means heart. Ashayam means is residing in the heart of every being. Refers to புத்தி சாட்சி ரூபேண. புத்தி சாட்சி ரூபேண மீன்ஸ் வென் யூ சே குஹாசயம் சர்வபூத குஹாசயம் ரிஃபர்ஸ் டு த்வம்பத வாச்சியார்த்த. தடஸ்த லக்ஷணம் சைதன்யம் பிரம்ம. ஹவ் இஸ் எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி? என்ன எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி இஸ் சோ பிரைட். இட் இஸ் சோ பிரைட். டியூப்லைட் இஸ் த தடஸ்த லக்ஷணம். யூ கேனாட் சீ எலக்ட்ரிசிட்டி. I cannot show you the electricity. Electricity swarupam I cannot show you. Therefore, through bulb, through fan, these are all called tatastha lakshanam. This is the best example for tatastha lakshanam. So, through the fan, through the bulb, you could recognize the electricity like that. Sarvabhuta hitashayam, guhashayam, that chaitanyam which is pervading in the heart of all human beings, other beings also, referring to tvam pada vachyartha. Then sarva vishayatitam, prayer itself is so high, you know, the starting itself is going so high, advanced. Sarva vishaya atitam means that chaitanyam which is beyond all nama rupa. That means it is higher order of reality. Nama rupa comes under sarvam. Sarvam, sarvam means we take this nama rupa as Brahman. Don't take like that. Sarva vishaya atitam. What you are seeing, objects, the matter, everything, that is not, don't consider it is Brahman, Chaitanyam. That Brahma Chaitanyam is beyond this Vishayas. That means what? How to understand? Vishayas comes under Vyavaharika Satyam, lower order of reality. Atitam means what? Chaitanyam is of higher order of reality. Trikala Abhadhyam, Vishayas are not Trikala Abhadhyam. They will not exist Bhuta, Bhavishyat, Vartamana Kale Api Nasti. No, they are all not there. Trikale Api Natishthati. They are not permanent. They are not Nityam. That is the meaning here. Beyond means what? Chaitanyam is Nityam. It was there, it is there, it ever will be there. But Vishayas, objects and living beings, bodies are not permanent. Therefore, Vishayatitam means it is immanent Chaitanyam, but it transcends. That is the right word. Sarva Vishayatitam means not undergoing any modification. Just as Suryaha. Surya is all pervading, his light is all pervading, but at the same time Surya is not affected by anything. Like that here also Sakshi Chaitanyam, who is in the heart, same Sakshi is also in the form of Chaitanyam outside, consciousness, that is all pervading. Vishayatitam means it is in and through all Vishayas. At the same time, it transcends. Means it is not touched by them. It is not affected by them. So rope snake like, this rope is immanent in the snake, false snake. At the same time, it transcends. It is chonna nanna puriyum ungalukku. Rope is snake atitam, number of snake. Okay, now you have to grasp this very very important word. Sarva vishaya atitam, very difficult to abstract. How can I understand? Maramandayin, in the mind eppadi puriyum? Always thinking about family. Edavadhu konja subject kashtama irundha na takku enga poidum enga enikku என்ன மகர சங்கராந்தி, நேத்ரி சங்கராந்தி, இன்னைக்கு என்ன இப்படி சூர்யா பொங்கல், அந்த பொங்கல், இப்ப திருப்பி பண்ணிட்டே இருக்கும் மனசு. எப்ப கஷ்டமான சப்ஜெக்ட் வந்து அப்படி போயிடும், வந்து உஃபு காக்கி அப்படி எல்லாம் போகக்கூடாது. தட் இஸ் வை ரோப் ஸ்னேக், ரோப் இஸ் இம்மனென்ட். ஆஸ் யூ ஆர் சீயிங் த ஃபால்ஸ் ஸ்னேக், ரோப் இஸ் இம்மனென்ட் இன் த ஸ்னேக். அட் த சேம் டைம் இட் டிரான்சென்ட். Whereas you are seeing the snake, the same snake cannot disturb the rope, cannot touch the rope, cannot afflict the rope. Rope as it is, that is called vivarta upadana karanam. Without undergoing any change, remaining and appearing as something else. That is called chaitanyam. Without undergoing any modification, any change, remaining same, nirvikarataya, at the same time, it serves as upadana karanam. What is the upadana karanam of snake? Rope. The rope, without changing any change, it appears as snake. Similarly here Brahma Chaitanyam also without undergoing any change appears as every object. Sarvam. All pervading in all objects. Sadrupena, Chidrupena at the same time Atitam also. And Atitam is the absolute reality. Paramarthika Satyam we say. Namak Puriyadavanna immanent. That means inheres in every nama rupa, at the same time transcends. Suppose you take your own body mind complex, consciousness is there, guhashayam here, awareness is there, sakshi chaitanyam is there, immanent means it is there, at the same time transcends. It is not affected by this body mind. Old age, death are any disease, all these are happening to the body. But nothing happens to me, the consciousness, the awareness. That is why you say, I have this body problem, I have that problem. You say, I have problem. You don't say, I am problem. That itself shows you are different from the body mind. That is called Vishayatitam. Your body mind also comes under one Vishaya only. Whatever you experience is Vishaya, object. Whatever you objectify is called object. Whatever you objectify, that is called object. Whatever is object is a Vishaya. Since you are objectifying your body, it is an object. Object means Vishaya. This Vishaya body, I the consciousness am Atitaha, because I am knowing this. Every object also, that sat 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 rupena, chid rupena, vishayas cannot touch the chaitanyam. Chaitanyam is not afflicted by the vishayas. What for all this much explanation? I am not affected by the old age, no? I am not affected by death. I am not affected by disease. All comes to whom? Body. What is body? Vishaya. Proximate Vishaya. Close Vishaya. Tubulate is far Vishaya. That's all. This is the closest proximate. Whether it is proximate or closest, Vishaya, Vishaya only. That is far. So what? Once you wear something, no? It is close to you. But body also you are wearing. You are wearing body. Theriyale Swamini, adidane class, for that sake only we keep class. We want to remind you, body is also another kavacham. You are wearing it. And that is the meaning. Sarva Vishayatitam, Sarvagam, Sarvam, Sarva Bhuta Guhashayam, Sarva Vishayatitam. This is Tatpada Lakshyartha. Sarva Vishayatitam is Tatpada Lakshyartha. That Chaitanyam which is beyond all objects. Lakshyartha. So, what Acharya wants to communicate, this Jivatma who is Sakshi Chaitanyam inside that heart and that Sakshi Chaitanyam which is pervading in everything, one and the same. Aikyam. He brings the Aikyam. To that Paramatma, who is none other than Jivatma in this body mind complex, after getting that Aikya Jnanam, to such Nirgunam Brahma Chaitanyam, my salutations. What a teaching, you see. That is the brilliance of Shankaracharya. Now, we'll go to the second sloka. Now, another explanation also we can give. Once we say sarvam, everything, Chaitanyam is pervading, everything means dvaitam comes. So you are telling Chaitanyam pervades everything. That everything and this Chaitanyam. Dvaitam has come. Where your advaitam? Where is your advaitam? Non-duality question has to arise. Chaitanyam is pervading in every Vishayana. In everything. That everything is one and Chaitanyam is another one. Two entities are there. For that we say, that is not real. It is false. Only experientially it is real. Factually it is not real. What? Vishaya. Vishaya doesn't have existence of its own. It is inert and consciousness. Inert objects, consciousness, you should not count two. That inert objects are prakriti, maya. It is only an appearance. Just as pot is only an appearance. There is no pot. Chain is only an appearance. There is no chain at all, other than its original cause. Similarly here, Brahma Chaitanyam is original, real, eternal. What are all appearing are non-eternal, they are false, mithya. But what is our problem? Whatever is satyam, nityam, that we cannot see, we cannot comprehend, we cannot understand. First of all, it is beyond our intellect. And whatever is available for us, what? Body, mind, and all the vishayas, shastra says, all are false, mithya. So, adhidhan enakku romba kashtama irukku swamini. Why I am feeling difficulty in the shastra na? Idhudhan. What I am experiencing, what I am transacting, with what I am transacting, and so much I am attached to, all are mithya, shastra says. And what I do not know, what I cannot see, and what I cannot comprehend, that alone is real. Who will come to this Vedanta class? You are struggling to conduct the class, that is why. You are struggling to conduct the class because it is not followable. Difficult. Some punya, some people are coming because of your punya prarabdha. Guru's punya prarabdha also is there. Of course, the students who are all coming also, they are also having some punya prarabdha. Some class is going on. Otherwise, who will come? It happens just because of Ishvara's grace. I do not know how I am conducting this type of text here. You also do not know how, what brings you here. Happening, no? That class is going on, jnanam takes place. That's all. Purpose is served. That's why there are some people, some teachers teach, some students will come and listen. Therefore, I start the text. Shankaracharya says, let me start this text. That Brahma Jnanam, Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikya Jnanam is possible. Now, Acharyas knows that even though it is difficult, it is not impossible. It is durlabham, but it is not dussadhyam. It is sadhyam. It is difficult, but it is not impossible. That is the way we have to look at it. Now, second shloka. Samapanya kriya sarva dharajna dhana purvika brahma vidya mathe dani vaktum veda prachakrame. Having done namaskara to that nirguna brahman, acharya begins that anubandha chatushtayam. Anubandha chatushtayam means there are four factors involved. The author has to present who is adhikari. So vishayaha means subject matter, number one. Anubandha chatushtayam means four factors. Number one, what is the subject matter of this subject, this text? They have to present the subject matter. Then adhikari, who is that candidate, deserved candidate to study this text? Adhikari. Then prayojanam, what is the benefit of studying this text? to that student or to that person who is reading, listening to this text. Some prayojanam should be there. When all people are enjoying pongal, how some people alone comes here? This person sees some prayojanam which is not available in that pongal festival. He comes here to get that some prayojanam benefit. Also, author has to present. Then sambandha, the connection. What is the sambandha or relation between study of this text? Study will give benefit. Connection between the study and the benefit. Prayojanam and the study. If I study, what prayojanam comes? That prayojanam ki studying ki connection, sambandham irukum. If I study, there is no connection with prayojanam. It is meaningless. And the prayojanam and my study must have connection. What prayojanam? Moksha is the prayojanam. I am studying. If I study, I will get moksha. That is the connection. So therefore, I want to study. Why? That prayojanam I want. So prayojanam, moksha and my study have connection. Why you are going to class? Why you want to study Upadesha Sahasri? I want to get moksha. What is moksha? Moksha is the phalam by studying the text. Therefore, there is sambandha for me. Therefore, I go to the class. Sambandham illamale padika mudiyadu. That's why many students comes. Why they are coming also, they do not know. So acharyas knows that. They want to tell you have come here to study this text. You are sitting for some praise, shanti, ananda, prashantata, something you are coming. Though expecting some prayojanam you are coming. Knowingly or unknowingly, maximum unknowingly only, people are coming. Then only we come to know, oh, it was a prayojanam, very nice. So there is sambandha is there, studying of this text and that phalam what I have expected, there is sambandha. So this is called anubandha chatushtayam. So upodghata means the presentation of anubandha chatushtayam. Visayaha adhikari prayojanam sambandhahan. Now look into the shloka. So upodghata that begins to establish the need of the or scope and benefit. The need or scope and benefit. Now acharya says vedaha idanim brahma vidyam vaktum prachakrame. Vedaha means vedanta, jnana kanda of veda. Jnana kanda of veda is prachakrame, starting, asking that listeners, no? Prachakrame means beginning. No, what? Brahma vidyam vaktum. Jnana kanda starting to teach brahma vidya. Vaktum means to teach, to talk about what? Brahma vidyam. When? Idanim, now. Idanim brahma vidyam. Brahma vidya means brahma jnanam. Brahma vidya. Vidya means here teaching. Teaching about Brahman. Brahma vidyam, the teaching about that Brahman jnanam. Brahma vidyam idanim vaktum prachakrame. And next word, atha. Atha means after. Atha idanim, thereafter. Therefore, thereafter in Brahma Sutra Visa, therefore, thereafter. Therefore, thereafter. What do you mean by therefore, thereafter? After completing karma kanda, lot of rituals, you have not attained nimmadi, therefore. After attaining sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, by performing karma yoga, upasana yoga, ataha means, here ataha is not there. In Brahma Sutra it is there. அதாத்தோ பிரம்ம ஜிக்னாச அதாத்தோ தர்ம ஜிக்னாச. ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு என்டர் இன்டு கிரகஸ்தாசிரம. ஹேவிங் என்டர்ட் கிரகஸ்தாசிரம பர்ஃபார்மிங் அக்னிஹோத்திரம் கார்ஹ்யபத்யாக்னி தட் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் எவ்ரிதிங் பஞ்சமஹா யக்னாஸ் பை பர்ஃபார்மிங் ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம் த பர்சன் இஸ் குவாலிஃபைட் காட் சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி. சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பன்னவான் அபூத், ஹி பிகேம் சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பன்ன. ஆஃப்டர் தட் டோன்ட் சிட் அட் ஹோம், கம் டு த கிளாஸ். Therefore, after entering, first line you see, kriyaha sarvaha samapaya, having completed all rituals, having completed all shrauta smartha karmas, kriyaha means rituals, yajna yaga tapa dana homa, all rituals, whatever he has to do, he cannot do alone. That's why Dara, after marriage, Dara, Dara Jnadhana Purvikana. Purvika means along with, Purvika, that which is associated with Agnihotradi Karmas. After marriage, you know that Agnihotram, Garhapatyagni, he maintains until death, every day, Nityagnihotri. They have to retain that fire until last. The death time they use that fire only. Antyeshti varaku and the fire apade continuous aagum. Ippo ore fire da theriyum, smoking fire. So dara means after marriage in artham, wife in artham. Dara means wife, that means after getting married, after marriage this person become eligible to perform Agnihotradi karma. So Agnyadhanam, that means this fire rituals, everything, having done sarvaha kriyaha, sarva kriyaha, samapaya, having completed, don't sit, I am retired, therefore I am relaxing now, go to the class now. Who is this? Acharya is telling. That is Karmakanda, Veda Purva Bhaga. So Veda Purva Bhaga, one has to perform rituals, Grihastashrama is Veda Purva Bhaga. The Vedas having two Bhagas, the Veda Purva Bhaga prepares you. That is the preparation. That preparation is for what sake? The ritual is for what sake? Ayush Homam, Sudarshana Homam, this Homam, that Homam. So many pujas, vratams, nombu, ellame pandrome, all festivals. For what sake you are doing now? Just for entertainment? No. Karmakanda prescribe chodana lakshana arthaha dharmaha. That dharma, the duties what you have to perform, to be performed, after performing you will be qualified or eligible for the next kanda of Veda. If you perform Nishkamataya, you just come to Jnanakanda, the second part of Veda. So, Brahma Vidya. This is Brahma Vidya, that is Dharma Vidya. Karma. Karma, Dharma, you understand there, you learn there, and get Samadamadishakka Sampatti, Viveka, Vairagya, after doing lot of rituals, lot of Nishkama Karma, Sakama Karma, so many Karmas, no shanti, no ananda, only ayasa has come. So this person gets some viveka. Evvada pannana kuda nimmade varle swamini. I went all punyakshetram, kasi to rameshwaram so many times, but there is a lot of anxiety, tension, lot of sorrow, fear, so much is continuing. Who said you will get ananda there? Shastra never said. உனக்கு வைராக்கியம் வரதுக்காக தான் அது வச்சுனது. நிறைய வைராக்கியம் வரணும், வந்துடும். ஆஃப்டர் கெட்டிங் லாட் ஆஃப் வைராக்கியம், விவேக வைராக்கியம், யூ கெட் வாட் சமதம உபரம திதிக்ஷா ஸ்ரத்தா சமாதானம். அந்த பூரி மாதிரி, பூரி அலைஞ்சி அலைஞ்சி ஓடி ஓடி எங்கேயோ ஓடுகின்றானே ஞான தங்கமே அனி இந்த பொங்கல் அந்த தீபாவளி இந்த பெஸ்டிவல் அந்த பெஸ்டிவல், சித்தப்பா வந்தா, பையனு வந்தா, மாப்பிள்ளை வந்தா, மருமகள் வந்தா, இப்படியே காலம் தள்ளிட்டே இருக்கே அப்பான்னு நிறைய வைராகியம் அடி தடி வாங்கி நல்ல வைராகியம் வந்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் அதுதான் விவேகம். ஆஃப்டர்வர்ட்ஸ் கொஞ்சம் சமாதானம், மனசு கொஞ்சம் காம் அண்ட் குவாய்ட். அப்பா டயர்டுனா by the tired na, now come and relax here. That's why I'm teaching pranayama. Dhyanam so nice under the fan, so nice, and preparing everything, keeping ready for you. Vaango vaango na apdi ukkarndi nimmadiya parunne. You are Brahman, you are that ananda swarupam sollumbodhu aha idha. Everyone says at home what you are useless. You are always doing wrong. Where you come here, you are wonderful, beautiful, all-pervading Atma Swarupam. You are the source, you are the substratum, you are the king, crown of the creation. Now, we are going to be happy and happy. Samapaya, having completed that. Either in this Janma or previous Janma. Kriyaha samapaya, then Veda comes Jnana Kanda. I have given Karma Kanda for some extent, for some time, like that in secret. Every puff is promised, you know. The whole Karma Kanda is like every puff is promised, you know. Adikapram, there is a limitation. Karma binds the person. Keeda warning irukum. Smoking is injurious to health. Smoking is injurious to health. For promise and sonne appo sonna ipo harmful and sonna. You should read this also. Just you are go on smoking, one day you look at that danger, harmful. Similarly karma kanda, it is not a right example, just I don't understand. Similarly karma kanda, however much you do, கர்மணா பத்யதே ஜந்துஹு வித்யயா விமுச்சதே. யூ ஆர் பவுண்ட் பை தட் அதிருப்திகரத்வம், பந்தகத்வம், துக்க மிஸ்ரிதத்வம் கண்டினியூஸ் ஹவர் மச் யூ டூ கர்மகாண்ட. ஜானகாண்ட சேஸ் நவ் ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஸ்டார்ட் பிரம்ம வித்யா இதானிம் அத, பிகாஸ் யூ ஹவ் காட் லாட் ஆஃப் வைராக்கியம், யூ ஹவ் விவேக முமுக்ஷுத்வம் ஆல்சோ, யூ ஆர் சீக்கிங் ஃபார் சாந்தி ஆனந்த brahmananda, therefore I want to start next portion. What brahma vidyam idanim prachakrame, I want to start. Who says jnana kanda? Says jnana kanda says Shankaracharya says jnana kanda for whose sake? Not for sannyasis, for all people. After completing grihasthashrama duties, one has to come to jnana kanda compulsorily, either in this Janma, if you come, wonderful, or if you postpone, all the best, next birth. Therefore, in this Janma itself, after Karma Kanda, continue your family duties. You need not stop totally, but give priority, top priority to Jnana Kanda, means Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasanam. Give time for this. Slowly, family problem, family duties all were first 80%, 20% only class important, first. Then later slowly, percentage increasing this side. That's why I am not giving holidays also to the festivals. That it shows what, why teacher is not giving holidays to the festival, it shows that privilege is yours. I am conducting class on festival day also, it shows your greatness, student's greatness. That means what? Your priority for Vedanta study, Jnana Kanda, has increased. Otherwise, I cannot sit alone here. Nanak pesindu irupena. Since you are all ready to come to study Brahma Vidya, I am able to conduct. That itself shows your priority, top priority is Vedanta. I have understood that. That's why I am, no holiday I am giving now. Even summer also I am keeping in the form of sadhana camp. So students are giving top priority, 80% to Vedanta now, 20% to family duties they are maintaining. That is a good sign for what? For moksha, for attainment of liberation. With this I conclude today. More in the next class.
பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.